Welcome to I Feel Your Pain, where stories of loss meet sacred solidarity. A space for storytelling, testimony, lament, and healing. My name is Tina Norbury, a communication strategist by training, a grief navigator by lived experience. You find yourself here today because your pain has a name, a date, a memory that weighs more than you can handle alone. For me, it is the 2nd of August. This episode is Angry at God, a lament in the darkness. What happens when your rock-solid faith meets a reality that does not bend to it? I will be talking about a story of my husband's deep depression after his amputation and the crisis of faith it triggered in us both. We were the devoted Christians. I mean, praying, tithing, serving in different parts of the church or of the body of Christ. And served the poor. We did all, if not over and above, what any Christians would do. Or maybe I would say born again Christians would do. My husband truly believed his leg would grow. He thought by some miracle it will grow back. When it didn't, his grief turned into deep depression. I believe masked by spiritual warfare and scriptures. He became someone I did not really know. So we're going to talk about painful feelings of divine abandonment. That's what I call them here. We are going to give ourselves permission to be furious at God and discover the biblical practice of lament, or maybe a very specialized prayerful pathway through our darkest hour, because at times in that darkness, you find prayer. So before the amputation, we were all in. I mean, our lives were built on a bedrock of prayer, being total and absolutely dependent on God. We walked our Christian life, our born-again Christian life. We were very devoted. We did everything. Maybe I can call it by the book. After his stroke, his recovery felt like a miracle. It cemented our faith. He recovered totally. He went back to driving. He did all the normal things he used to do before the stroke. Yes, the period going through the stroke and the healing, but it was within 6 months he was back to driving. He was back to as if he had not had a stroke. So for us, that really was a miracle. 2 years later, when arterial thrombosis hit, resulting in his amputation, his faith was still unwavering. I know and truly, earnestly know that he believed that because of his faith in Jesus, his leg would grow back. It wasn't hope. It wasn't a hope. It was an expectation He had seen God heal him before. He had seen God heal other people before. He was very certain he would see it again in his life. But the leg did not grow back. The man I knew and married began to fracture. The disappointment was just something else. It swallowed him whole. He became deeply depressed, but he would never call it that. In his mind, it was a spiritual battle and nothing else. He turned out to be this man who everything, every setback, every frustration, everything going wrong or anything that didn't work out was demonic. Everything became demonic. He became unreasonable, difficult to talk to, impossible to reach, difficult to live with. He hid behind the scriptures and the Bible, just using them to shield against the very real and human grief he was feeling. He became distant. Surprisingly, he made time to read the Bible. He'll go to church, but the joy was gone. It wasn't the same person. He was grieving his lost leg. He was grieving his lost mobility. He was grieving his lost life. He was grieving his whole being. I could see fear and insecurity in him that consumed him a lot. He was a doer, and all of a sudden he couldn't do things. That didn't limit him though, because he got his prosthetic leg, he would go to places, he still managed to do the sort of things that he could manage to do. He'd get on his electric scooter when he didn't want to use his prosthetic leg, it really didn't hinder his life. But I think one thing that my husband did not realize, or people around us did not realize, is that I was grieving too. I was grieving for the man I married, the prayer warrior who led our home, not this broken man consumed by the despair he wouldn't name. I was living with a stranger who quoted scriptures, who quoted the Bible, who was now a Christian fanatic. He pushed me away because I didn't know who he was anymore. He was breaking. He didn't want any help. He didn't want any counseling. God was going to do it for him. He's a God who does miracles. He's a God who spoke into him and told him things will happen. He was in a very dark place. I felt so lonely. I started feeling anger towards God. Where was he? Where is God right now? That's how I was feeling. Why had he abandoned us in this mess? My husband's faith was just now fanaticism. It didn't feel like the faith I knew him for. It was just so difficult a period for me to deal with, because even my prayer life was hindered, loads of things. I was really in a tight place, but he was in a worse place. He was in a worse place because he wouldn't accept help, wouldn't really accept anything, because nothing could save him except God. Even when Christians or pastors in churches or even Christian services tried to reach out to him, he would not listen. He was in deep, deep depression. In that lonely, angry place, I felt so guilty though. How could I be angry at God? Wasn't that the ultimate sin? But then I was led to the words of Jesus himself, and what I found there saved my faith. It was Psalm 22, verse 1 to 2. I'll read from the NIV. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish. My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. For me, those are the words Jesus cried out from the cross. The Son of God himself, in his moment of ultimate agony, felt utterly abandoned by the Father. He did not recite an acceptance scripture or an acceptance statement. He screamed, why? He questioned, screamed, why? For me, this scripture is my permission to say, I can also be honest and be real, be angry at God. If Jesus himself could voice that feeling of divine abandonment, then so could I. It showed me that God is not afraid of anger, or God is not unexpecting of anger. He's not shocked. It doesn't surprise him that we ask him why. It doesn't surprise him that we have these feelings. For me, lament is not faithlessness. It's just a raw and unfiltered honesty. It is a desperate form of faith for me that insists on bringing our whole broken selves. I mean, the furious, the disappointed, the very angry, or the sort of I'm done parts of ourselves before God, and saying something. It is a way of saying, God, I feel like you're silent right now. Where are you? I feel the silence. It's a way of rebelling against the silence. And that's how I felt it was like for me, that I was addressing the silence, that I'm not feeling this right now. In solidarity, if you're listening and you feel that holy rage bubbling up, maybe you're angry at God for an unanswered prayer, a healing that did not come, a situation that feels unjust to you. In that season, for me, I found something that helped me, or that was helpful for me. I was just real and honest about my feelings to God. I did not hold anything back. I would cry and say to God, God, you are my father, you are my shepherd, you are my friend, you are my rock. But right now, I feel angry. I feel angry that this is happening to us. This is happening to my husband. I'm seeing my husband just as a person I did not marry. Things are different. I can't reach out to him. Where are you? I would say to him, God, show up. Show me your love. I don't feel your love right now. I just want to feel that warmness in my heart. I just want to feel your love. Show up. I would still affirm his character, that he's a good father. Even though I did not feel the goodness or the love at that moment, I would continue. I think one thing I did not lose was continuing trusting him. I would say, I'm going through this, but I'll continue trusting you in this dark place. I still trust you. I still feel you can show up. And most of the times, I would feel different, or God will send some people to encourage us. God will send something would happen. So it did show up. It did show up. For me in this season, I found that, or I still believe that anger is not a sin. I believe it's an invitation to go deeper with God. And God is big enough to handle it. He's big enough to handle it. He knows how we feel, and we are his children. He doesn't punish us for being angry. He acknowledges that we are going through things that are quite deep. A whole honest heart to God in prayer is something that helped me in this season. As we close, I leave you with three things. One, listen deeply to your pain. It is a language God understands. Number two, lead clearly through your grief, because your scars light paths for others. Number three, communicate with care, especially to the hurting soul in your mirror. Until next time, your pain is safe here.